Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSR HealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Welcome to Awakening with Anamika. Anamika, Ph.D., is an internationally recognized spiritual master teacher and guide. Although born with gifts of clairvoyance, mediumship, and channeling, her unique signature is the transmission of Sakara energy, which links you to higher realms of pure love. And now, get ready for transformation with Anamika.
Welcome, everybody. You're listening to Awakening. I'm Anamika, and today's topic is freedom from food. And obviously, it's not from food itself, unless you want to be a breatharian. But the author has given us this title because it's freedom from the way that we compulsively or addictively or unawarely have used food. And food is a very, you know, like any other substance, food is something that, first of all, we all eat, so we have some kind of relationship with it, whether it's a natural, easy, gentle, healthy relationship, or whether there's some problematic relationship. And given the culture and given the nature of the fact that there are very few people who actually, growing up, had models of very easy, natural relationship with food, most people I've met have something one way or another of using or misusing food, as well as understanding the beauty of it and the elegance of it and the colorfulness and the nutrition, the nutrients and all of the wonderful parts. People often have some kind of difficult relationship with food, as just like with any other addiction or any other way of interacting with some kind of energy. And the person, the author and the speaker and workshop leader that I've invited on today, you'll get to meet her after break. Her name is Patricia Bish. She has had a very intimate journey with this subject, and I love when people walk their talk, and also when they bring about ways and methods that are outside of the box, because we need to, when we look at everything as energy and look at our relationship and interaction with everything as energy, it allows us to move beyond the so-called stuck places much more easily. So this particular person, Patricia, who I'm very eager to hear what she has to say because we haven't met yet, but I know that she had a life of an overeater from her teen years into her adulthood, and then she, over 30 years ago, she discovered the secret to regaining her power over food, not through deprivation, but as a way of enjoying eating and to lose weight anyway. So we'll get to hear her story and how she developed this method, and also the fact that she's looking at this as an energy and taking a quantum approach. I really love that because it's outside of the typical box. And whenever we get outside of the box of rigidity or just thinking of everything as hard and fast or solid or concrete, you know, when things are solid and concrete, then we feel victimized by them and we feel like there's no way to move a mountain. But when you understand everything, including food, as energy, then there's a way to interact with it from a very different perspective. So when we get back from break in a minute or so, you will get to meet Patricia, and I'm very eager, like you, to hear what her perspective is. And given that I love quantum science and working with energy, obviously, this will be very interesting to hear how she applies this to the subject of food. So we'll be back in a minute. You're listening to Awakening, and you will get to meet Patricia Bish.
Water. In the hot summer sun, water is a natural thought, like relaxing at the beach with the waves lapping at your feet, or perhaps being with your significant other under a secluded, gently cascading waterfall. If you want a little more action, how about water skiing or boating on an icy, clear blue lake? With Expedia.com, everything you need for travel, flights, hotels, cruises, vacation packages, they have it all at a price you can afford. Go to HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Expedia.com.
So in an emergency, who do you call?
You, Mom.
Let's Neighbors practice. Teach their children the rules of personal safety. Don't go out alone. Always let an adult know where you're going. Say no if you feel threatened. And please, have a current picture of your child.
Hello, I'm Eve Schiff.
And I'm Alexa Schiff. My dad, Congressman Adam Schiff, wants your children to be safe.
So be smart and teach your child the basics.
This message brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
I've heard of Bose for years, but I thought you had to be some electronic geek to appreciate the superior technology and sound that Bose is famous for. Well, I'm not too proud to admit that I was wrong. I found out that Bose is an advertiser on HealthyLife.net. So I just clicked through to check it out, and now I'm proud to say that my home is equipped with superior technology and amazing sharp and bold sound through my solid and compact Bose Wave Radio and CD player. Thanks to HealthyLife.net and Bose, what a difference a click made.
HealthyLife.net, the positive radio network.
Welcome back. I'm Anamika, and you're listening to Awakening. And we've got Patricia on the line. You there, Patricia?
I am.
Oh, good. Well, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for inviting me on the show, and I want to thank all the listeners for tuning in today and being opening to the awakening, actually, to see food in a completely new possibility.
Well, Patricia, how did you actually get into this whole new, not new, I'm sorry, how did you get into this whole field?
Well, I quite simply was a compulsive, addictive overeater 30 years ago. And very desperately looking for some answer, some new way to deal with weight. I tried every diet, like everyone else probably listening has, you know, whether it was carbohydrates or cutting down on food or, you know, drinking liquids or all different possibilities, just to be hopelessly still addicted and compulsive about food. And I was a junk food junkie, and I would go to a liquor store and buy ice creams and cakes and candies and chips and eat it down to try and heal, I think, a deep pain that was going on inside myself, a pain that I needed to sedate, let's say, in a certain way. And I think that all people and all addictive people have some betrayal, some place that's happened to them inside where they're trying to sedate and numb some kind of pain or shield themselves from some kind of pain inside.
And how did you begin to get in touch with that pain for yourself?
I think when I was 18, I started going to therapy, and I went to Overeaters Anonymous, and I really tried to investigate the causes. I didn't heal my weight in those programs, but I certainly began to look at the causes and find a spiritual connection.
When you went to OA, Overeaters Anonymous, I know that's based on the 12-step program.
Yes.
Were you able to find some kind of connection for yourself with whatever your God is, or with something higher than yourself or bigger than the part of you that was in the compulsion? Did that work for you at all?
It did work for me to a certain extent. Like I said, I didn't heal my problem there, and that's certainly not what freedom from food is based on. But what it did give me was I learned how to turn my life, when it got unmanageable, over to what they call a higher power, and you can use any words for that, a higher part of oneself, to take over when my kind of chaotic mind and obsessive mind couldn't handle what was going on in my life. And that was a very healing part of that program.
And what's the difference? What have you discovered? You know, you said you didn't get your freedom through that program or through the therapy. What actually led you to the truths that you came up with?
Yes, thank you for asking, because what led me to something different was that I couldn't hold a diet. You know, I could do it maybe 3 or 4 days, and then I would binge. And my willpower just became less and less. So I had to find something else, and I was led in my 20s to study a metaphysical program. It was called eschatology, but it's a very hard thing to find. But what it really was a study of the mind over the body, the mind-body connection, and to look at causes in your mind and how they affect your body. Science has shown now that our thoughts and emotions directly affect our body, and that actually everything we think is affecting our life and our body. So I started studying that, and then at one point healed myself using the principles I had learned.
Well, would you be able to break those down in more detail for us?
Sure. First, what I want to say is that I learned that we live in a field of infinite potential and possibilities, and that the field we live in is a field of energy. It's energy and information, and that our mind directs the energy and information flow. So it's kind of like being a director in a play, where the director directs the actors in the performance to carry out their vision and create the performance that she wants. So in a sense, what I began to realize was that I was the director in my play with my beliefs and my attitudes, and that I actually could direct how my body performed, and that what I was directing was the food. I started to understand that food was energy, and that I could direct it and not be the victim. I had always felt victimized by food, that if I, you know, if I ate a candy bar, that would make me gain weight, or if I ate whatever I ate that was off a certain diet plan would cause me to gain weight.
It had power over you.
Exactly. And I felt out of control and powerless. And when I really saw that food was energy, that was a real aha moment for me, because all of a sudden I started looking at food as fluctuating waves of energy, and I started looking at calories as heat units of energy, because that's what Webster actually says they are. And all of a sudden, you know, if I saw like food with space in between it, you know, which mostly all matter is empty space. And if I saw it as movable, which I began to see it, when you think of something as energy instead of dense matter, when you think of it as fluctuating waves of energy, all of a sudden I felt like I had some control. Like with my mind, I could move it around rather than I was going to eat it and it would just put weight on me.
And when you would, I want to break this down so that people can really get a clear picture here. So when you would move the energy around, let's say, you know, you had an apple sitting on the counter, and you started seeing the apple as mostly space with little particles of light, perhaps, and a standing wave of energy that created this form that's called apple, that looks real through our eyes. And then how would your thoughts interact with that?
Well, if you think that, okay, that apple or that food or that candy bar or the avocado or the pecans, because people have associations with all food, if you think that that will make you gain weight, then that, your mind sets that energy into a flow that does just that. If your mind thinks, oh, everything I eat makes me thinner and thinner, or everything I eat, my body takes what it needs and releases the rest, well, that sets that energy flow in your body.
Or perhaps you take it as nourishment.
Exactly. Your body takes what it, that's what I find. And actually, that's what your body will do if you don't get in the way with your thinking. We actually are... there actually is a perfection that's inherent in the body system and all of nature.
So if you have this thing that's there, this avocado, and you're choosing this avocado, and your mind says, okay, this is nourishment, or this is helping me be thinner, then how would you take us to the next step? Then what happens?
Okay. So then it's based on what I said about there being an inherent perfection in the body system. So when you get yourself out of the way, for example, when I'm going to take us back to a very elementary level, as a child, when I would scrape my knee,
mm-hmm.
and then the body, you know, at first that was a very scary thing, and I would see blood coming. And then I, without me doing affirmations, without me thinking anything, my body would begin to heal itself. It would form a scab, the scab would then go away, and I automatically stopped being so fearful of things that happened to me and relied and began to rely on my body to heal itself.
It's a very natural process.
That's exactly what I'm saying. And I believe that the next step, or the way my book and my CDs help people, is that it trains you to go back to a trust in your body so that you know that your body will eliminate anything that's toxic that you take in. This is the secret that all thin people know, and they know it without even thinking that, without even thinking about it. All thin people, and in their perfect proportion, know that they can eat whatever they want, whenever they want it, and they don't gain weight. And I want to emphasize the knowing, and it's that knowing that sets up the flow, the knowing and the trusting of their body. So when they see, if they feel bloated or they feel full, they don't put the belief in that that will make them gain weight. And I don't either now. So what happens to me is if I look down and I see even a few pounds, I say, okay, my body's fluctuating. And I go into trust. I trust my body. I trust my body to eliminate all that is not nourishing or toxic to it. And that's basically the healthy blueprint, the perfect blueprint we're born with and that our body maintains if we don't interfere with it.
So in that blueprint, then you're at one with yourself and you're in integrity with yourself, in alignment. You're not creating separation between you and your body, meaning the body's out of control or I'm out of control or my body's my enemy. You're actually in alignment and harmony with yourself, trusting the perfection of your design.
Exactly. And that's something that I take people back to in my book. And what I do is I remind them, in a sense, of a certain place when there was a time in their life when, I don't know whether it was a when they were a child or they were in love or they were on a vacation. But usually people have some memory, if it was a day, if it was a week, if it was a period of life, when they could eat whatever they wanted and they didn't gain weight. See, these seeds that I'm talking about are really actually already in us. And what I do is I step by step take people back to that place and get them prepared enough in their consciousness so then they can get on a scale, put the scale away, like I did 30 years ago, and prove to themselves that food no longer makes them gain weight. And that's all in my book.
Mm. Now, when I picture a memory, let's say,
okay,
you know, just to, I'm picturing, as you're going, you know, I'm picturing myself in some memory of just having, let's say, running on the beach or having fun as a child and playing. I notice that my attention is very much on the waves or the water or the sand or just in life. Like there's a very natural exchange of air and sunshine and breath, and the attention is very much on creativity and play and pleasure and just the naturalness of being in a body. That And if I picture where, you know, compulsions come from or addictions, I feel a deep anxiety in my body and I feel very nervous and like my focus goes off of the most natural, beautiful parts of life and ends up in kind of balled up inside in a twisted, anxious place. And that's such a great exercise that you're suggesting about remembering these times. And maybe, listeners, while we're going to break, you can remember a time like Patricia suggested, a time of just feeling free and alive and natural in your body and just at one with yourself and at one with life. And notice if that calms down some of that self-focus or some of that anxiety that gets running. Also, during break, you can look at Patricia's website, which is Patricia Bisch, BISCH.com. The author page up. Let me go back to the home page. Oh, it's still the same. Okay, PatriciaBisch.com. It's also, Patricia, is it freedomfromfood.net?
Yes, I think that's an easier way to find it.
Okay.
I'll take you there.
Yeah, freedomfromfood.net. So you can check that out while we're on break, and we'll be back in a few minutes.
Hi, this is Mariel Hemingway. Animica is an amazing spiritual guide that has helped me tremendously on my own personal spiritual journey. I invite you to join us at Hey Kukla on Tuesday nights at 7 p.m. at 1329 Montana Avenue in Santa Monica for a transmission of divine love that could change your life. It did mine. That's Hey Kukla, 1329 Montana Avenue, Santa Monica at 7 p.m. A suggested donation of $25 is much appreciated and tax deductible. For more information, email info@animica.com.
Mystic Pop Magazine is now grown into a free online community at mysticpopmagazine.com. Mystic Pop not only offers its internationally acclaimed magazine, but a full interactive community online only. Find past Mystic Pop issues, the new audio version of Mystic Pop Magazine, interviews by your favorite speakers and authors, video classes, blogs, and so much more. Mystic Pop, where it's always the now age, not the new age anymore. And please support our advertisers that make Mystic Pop possible. www.mysticpopmagazine.com.
Okay, okay, you're stressed. You need a little R&R. Wouldn't going to a spa help? There's all kinds of spas, too. Destination spas, medical spas, day spas, even dental and mobile spas. Where do you find the right spa at the right price? Oh, no, more stress? Well, not anymore. Visit spafinders.com. At spafinders.com, you'll find everything you need to know about spas from around the world. So de-stress. Click on spafinders.com right on our homepage. Ah, I'm feeling relaxed already.
For all your live or pre-recorded webcasting needs, come to earthchannel.com. Get your web-based message out to a select group or the whole world. It's easy. A pioneer in webcasting, earthchannel.com provides the best products and services to big corporations and government users. And now, this same technology is available to you. They have the best earthcasting coders, servers, and products to meet your technical needs. But wait, don't want to mess with technical stress? No problem. They'll do it for you. EarthChannel.com is your answer. You can use webcasting for lots of things, like advertising, marketing, customer support, training, and don't forget, web radio and TV. In fact, you're listening to a live Earthcast right now, so come to EarthChannel.com. Actualize your audio or video webcasting needs today. You can't beat the friendly service or the price. Call EarthChannel.com at 800-849-8978. That's 800-849-8978.
When you need a positive point of view, turn to HealthyLife.net, your 24/7 radio network for a better future.
Welcome back. You're listening to Awakening. I'm Anna Mika, here with Patricia Bisch, and the topic today is freedom from food. I wanted to just say, too, that you don't need to be overweight or underweight or any particular weight in order to learn from Patricia and these principles, because you can be happy with the current state of your body and still learn how to have a deeper relationship with food, because food is one of the metaphors for life as well, that in learning these principles about food, you're also learning how to relate more deeply to your life and to the world, to a tree, to anything as energy, and how to relate from
the mind to the energy. So Patricia's principles are very useful for many things in addition to focusing on food. But we'll use food as the metaphor for today. So Patricia, we were talking, you gave people this little exercise and I was suggesting that they do it. Can you take us from there?
Yes. Well, so as I was saying, I look at food as energy. And maybe actually for a moment, people could try just visualizing the atoms that compose their physical form or their body as food, as bubbles of energy that move easily. And picture food leaving your body like champagne bubbles leaving a glass. And picture something that you are frightened to eat, like air molecules of energy that are light with space. And just begin to see your body ingesting this food energy and easily releasing it like the air you breathe. Bubbles of food held together by your thoughts and just easily released like the air. And just then see how different that feels, whether it's a brownie or a carrot stick. Just see it as all energy in this new paradigm. And see how different it feels to think of food this way.
It feels very light and open, spacious and relaxing.
Exactly. But rather than contracted and I eat that food and it's going to make me gain weight.
Yeah, that thought, there's a real constriction and a push away, like a fear of that object, whatever the thing is.
Yeah. Exactly. And then our body contracts around it. It almost circles around it and makes it into whatever our intention was that it will be. And so the way to begin to release it is to begin with these new concepts and seeing food differently. And I want to say that it's a practice. It's like becoming a black belt. In other words, you need to practice the forms and practice the consciousness. And that's why I wrote a step-by-step program. I don't want to just think, you can't think, oh, food will not make me gain weight on Monday and start a diet on Tuesday. It doesn't work that way. You need to really build the consciousness. And that's one of the new pieces in Freedom from Food. It is about how do we really access the body with our thoughts? Because most people think, well, okay, you just think thin. But you really need to know how much and how to do it. And then to really prove to yourself and empower yourself so that when you get on the scale, back on the scale, I have a 2-week healing in there, you see that with your own mind, you haven't gained any weight. And so you want to build up that consciousness with the step-by-step process that I suggest.
And is the main, is there an exercise that you do next after the one you've just given us, picturing the space and picturing it as energy?
No, there's not. The exercises, there's actually too many of them, but I can tell you the flow of the exercise in the book.
That would be good.
Okay. So the first part of the book is set up, and it has exercises is in it to teach you the mastery keys. And I would say the four mastery keys have to do with really re-educating and reminding, remembering you of that your body is a natural healing organism, which I spoke about, and that food is energy, and how your emotions being energy in motion, so how your emotions affect the food also connected with the mind, and it tells you different keys. So that's the first step, and then they all have practice sessions to really begin building your consciousness. And then the second part has to do with training yourself to be a warrior, like when those messages come on, one moment on your lips, forever on your hips,
those messages of, you know, women in menopause or men. Also, they have their own rendition, but women in menopause gain weight at a certain age, or your mother was heavy, so you will be too. All of these negative sabotaging messages that that create the weight on your body, create with that energy to form weight instead of allowing it to just flow right through you and be released. That takes learning how to handle those messages. And I have, I think it's 21 helpful hints in there. I really go through an entire training with people. Some of it's psychological, some of it's physiological, on how to hold a stand. And then they demonstrate it like I did. They'll actually go in the third part to demonstrate these principles and get on a scale, eat whatever they want, whenever they want it, and prove to themselves that food no longer makes them gain weight, and then they will lose weight. So all of the practices are set up with each of these sections to support you, to empower your consciousness. So when you actually do the two-week healing like I did, your consciousness is ready to hold a presence, hold a thought focus long enough so that your body, the subatomic particles of your body, actually change.
So those particles realign with what your the new thought paradigm is.
Yes, but you really need to, I want to emphasize, it's not an intellectual endeavor. It really takes a practice so that you like are walking a tightrope in presence. And you see how to hold your thoughts even when negative thoughts are trying to pull you off and tell you that food will make you gain weight. That's practice.
Yeah, kind of like firewalking, right?
Yes!
Where you build up enough and confidence and enough practice and you hold your focus and then finally you walk across those hot coals and you come off the other side and you're not burned. You're fine.
Exactly.
Excellent. Well, when we get back from break, listeners, you'll get to hear more from Patricia. And again, her website is freedomfromfood.net. There's a beautiful picture of her there, and her you can see all kinds of different testimonials and her CD and her book, and it's a beautiful website. So we'll be back in a few minutes. You're listening to Awakening. I'm Anamika.
Hi, this is Marielle Hemingway. Anamika is an amazing spiritual guide that has helped me tremendously on my own personal spiritual journey. I invite you to join us at Hey Kukla on Tuesday nights at 7 p.m. at 1329 Montana Avenue in Santa Monica for a transmission of divine love that could change your life. It did mine. That's Hey Kukla, 1329 Montana Avenue, Santa Monica at 7 p.m. A suggested donation of $25 is much appreciated and tax deductible. For more information, email info@anamika.com.
Oh man, it never fails. My suitcase just got ripped apart.
Life is a journey. Make it a pleasant one. Use Samsonite. You know the name. For almost a century, Samsonite luggage has proved itself to be the worldwide leader in innovative travel solutions. Let it be yours. Visit HealthyLife.net's affiliate Samsonite on our homepage and click to look at the fine luggage from suitcases to golf travel bags. And don't forget, take a look at their travel accessories. Make life a journey. A pleasant one. With Samsonite.
In college, I took a lot of history and liberal arts classes, and frankly, I don't remember much of any of it. But as an adult, I find myself engrossed in fascinating programs on the A&E and History Channel. They've pretty much helped me to be pretty impressive at social functions, and I just found out today that I can purchase DVDs of my favorite A&E and History Channel programs right through HealthyLife.net. You should visit HealthyLife.net and order your favorite A&E and History Channel program DVDs as well, and then discover how many people you can impress during your next social occasion.
In 1972, Sur La Table opened in Seattle, selling hard-to-find kitchen items, and now they have 55 stores nationwide, offering kitchen tools from around the world to prepare any cuisine. Sur La Table has a full range of houseware and kitchen products, even books and food. Visit a Sur La Table store, or better yet, for faster service, go to the HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Sur La Table. With the best products, gift cards, and sale items, you can be on your way to being a first-class cook right now.
A good life is essential, and that's why I listen to HealthyLife.net. And for nutritional support for me and my family, my business goes to HealthyLife.net affiliate GNC LiveWell. It's the trusted name in the vitamin and supplement industry. And that's essential when you're the one responsible for your good health and the well-being of your family. GNC LiveWell has a multitude of convenient locations near you and is always open on the internet at GNC.com. GNC LiveWell. The name says it all.
Web radio for your life. HealthyLife.net.
We're back. I'm Anamika, and I'm here with Patricia Bish on the subject of freedom from food. And Patricia, if you could walk us through a little bit more of some of the ways that you've discovered how to harness the energy and the power of your mind to, you know, interact with energy, that you've been talking about food as energy and the world as energy, but again, using food right now, some other ways of how you've learned how to harness that tool of your mind and to interact with food as an energy.
Yes. One of the ways that people can try who are listening is whenever they have a thought, if I eat, if I eat all that Mexican food, rice and beans and cheese or bread and butter, and that will make me gain weight, they then can immediately replace it. So the cancel, replace. So a thought comes in, and that something making you gain weight, and then you replace it, and you go, no, I know that my mind directs the energy flow of this food, and my mind right now is saying that this food is going right through me, my body is taking whatever it needs, and I am releasing the rest. So anytime if someone says, oh, if you eat that ice cream, you're going to gain weight, then you go, replace, and you go, okay, my body's taking what it needs and releasing the rest. I trust my body. I trust my body and its perfect blueprint to know exactly what to do with this food.
Now, Patricia, have you ever worked with people, for example, let's just say someone with diabetes, and they can't naturally, or somebody who's lactose intolerant and they're eating ice cream.
Yes.
Have you ever worked with somebody in that way to shift those energies as well?
You know, that's a very good question, and thank you. I'm not a doctor, and so I tell people, although I don't want to say that these principles can or cannot, you know, work with them, because that's not something that I really did prove to myself, and I really like to take people through what I've actually done on myself.
Right.
And of course, we are in a world of all possibilities. But honestly, that is something where I tell people, do not go against anything that your doctor, professional, or whoever someone is going to for that kind of advice. I say don't go against any of that. You can prove these things to yourself without going against any medical advice that's given to you.
In a safe way to start with.
Exactly. And then, you know, people can reach out where they feel and they have guidance that it's important, you know, good to do.
Or if they feel inspired to try it about their eyesight or to try it about their diabetes or whatever, then they can if they choose to. But
certainly
that's not what your program is about.
Yeah, there's so many miracles that are reported. In my book, Greg Braden talks about
a group of people that were in prayer. You know, prayer is a form of holding your thoughts in a certain way. And certainly there is so much evidence now that prayer really can affect the body. And there was a circle of people around a woman who had a tumor, and they were visualizing this woman as whole and well. And quite honestly, in, he said, although things can take time, his experience in 10 minutes and 40 seconds, the woman, it was gone. So, you know, people have said that with my program. I decided to call it shape-shifting because they really shifted their shape, you know, where all of a sudden, and I think people will relate to this, they looked in the mirror and they, you know, they'd been going through some kind of experience where people had been criticizing them or they felt shamed, and all of a sudden, they found they couldn't zip up their pants. And I've had them go into the mirror. There's experiences in my book, or go into their thinking and just start talking to themselves, aligning their thoughts, empowering itself, activating the part of their mind that says, no, everything I eat, you know, is going right through me. I trust my body to eliminate all that's not needed, and I know that that's happening to me now, and I release, you know, all whatever is not nourishing and necessary for my body to have. And they hold that intention and that presence long enough, and in that presence, Eckhart Tolle talks about that too, in presence and in mental focus and alignment, sabotaging thoughts do not get in. And then they reported in 10 minutes their clothes were zipping up. And I've had more than, you know, a few people talk about that. So the power of our thoughts and our mind really do affect us.
Yes, and, you know, if one reads any shamanic literature or yogic material, this is the kind of very powerful these are the powerful practices that the ancient yogis and the shamans really know, and they call them, so wonderful you discovered these, and they do even call it shape-shifting, where they have even animal presences move through their bodies or other spirit presences, or they can slow down their heart rates, or they can change their body, they can extend their life. They really have quite an ability to change the physical conditions of the body.
Yeah, so what I was excited about was, you know, I was a mother. I wasn't a yogini. I was a mother, a teacher. And I found a way to make it so that these principles I could work with. Just me.
Yay. Well, you're a Western yogi, right?
Yeah.
A Western natural yogi, and just as a person, it's wonderful.
Yeah.
But this is the new model, by the way, too, of people being just regular people. You don't have to be off in some cave in the Himalayas to discover these deep truths about life. So congratulations for these wonderful discoveries, and we will be back in a moment. You're listening to Awakening.
Hi, this is Mariel Hemingway. Anna Mika is an amazing spiritual guide that has helped me tremendously on my own personal spiritual journey. I invite you to join us at Hey Kukla on Tuesday nights at 7 p.m. at 1329 Montana Avenue in Santa Monica for a transmission of divine love that could change your life. It did mine. That's Hey Kukla, 1329 Montana Avenue, Santa Monica at 7 p.m. A suggested donation of $25 is much appreciated and tax deductible. For more information, email info@annamika.com.
It's a fact. With Clarins, life is more beautiful, and so are you. If you love beauty, and let's face it, love is behind everything we do, then you'll love Clarins beauty products. I use Clarins, and people ask me all the time how I stay looking so young. I tell them it's love. But now you know my real secret. It's Clarins. They have a full line of highly effective beauty products containing the highest quality ingredients while respecting the environment. Who wouldn't love that? Visit the HealthyLife.net advertiser page and click on Clarins and make your life more beautiful. starting with you. What does HealthyLife.net and Amazon.com have in common? Well, they're both available on the internet. They both give great value. But most important, most of our positive program hosts and guests are accomplished authors, and their books are available from, you got it, Amazon.com. Now, it even gets better than that, because when you're listening on air to a HealthyLife.net host or guest, you can go directly to Amazon.com and you can order your book while you're still listening to your favorite HealthyLife.net program. So when you hear an author you like, go to the homepage of HealthyLife.net and click on Amazon.com.
Now get worry-free shopping for window treatments, decorative rugs, bedding and bath items, furniture, lighting, wall decor, and more. You don't have to leave home and fight the traffic. You can buy online from one of the most trusted brands in America. Try Sears Showplace on HealthyLife.net's homepage. Satisfaction guaranteed, and there's no hassle returns. Try Sears Showplace today because they service what they sell, have protection plans, and you can even get parts and accessories. So for worry-free shopping and great items, visit Sears Showplace now.
Mystic Pop Magazine has now grown into a free online community at mysticpopmagazine.com. Mystic Pop not only offers its internationally acclaimed magazine, but a full interactive community online only. Find past Mystic Pop issues, the new audio version of Mystic Pop Magazine, interviews by your favorite speakers and authors, video classes, blogs, and so much more. Mystic Pop, where it's always the now age, not the new age anymore. And please support our advertisers that make Mystic Pop possible. www.mysticpopmagazine.com.
HealthyLife.net, the positive radio network.
We're back. You're listening to Awakening. I'm Anamika. And listeners, if you'd like to call in, you can call 1-800-555-5453. That's 1-800-555-5453. And you can have questions for Patricia. And also, you can get on her website at freedomfromfood.net. So, Patricia, do you have any other examples for us? Little, you know, like the cancel thought you just did. Do you have any other helpful techniques for us?
I do. Before I go into the techniques, I just want to say, as people go into this process, I'm going to be offering support calls, free monthly support calls, because that I'm not going to be offering classes. So the way I want to keep helping people is by these free monthly support calls. And it just so happens that one is tomorrow. And so if people are inspired to do so, they can go to my website, freedomfromfood.net, and look under the events section, and it will tell you how to be part of a free conference support call tomorrow. And there I can answer a lot of questions for people who are going through it and anything that comes up. So I'm happy to do that.
Oh, that's super great. That's a wonderful offering.
Good. And so other examples. Let me just talk about chakras are the power centers in the body, and they're invisible. Have you spoken about them on your program?
No, but, well, we have, and I've defined them as spinning wheels of light, which are made up of energy, and they bring energy into the body and back out of the body.
Great.
So, and they're located at different places in the body. We have, well, people talk about the major seven chakras. There are definitely 12, and there are actually 64 in the body just to be part of this whole universe. But that's the major ones that people talk about in general are the seven chakras.
Great. So that the one I want to speak about now is the stomach chakra, because the stomach is the one around the stomach is the place where the emotions, it's the center of the emotional realm. And so that center is the place when if you let thoughts or emotions in that are negative, it brings your energy down. That's why people say, I'm feeling down. That's where if you start thinking about food making you gain weight and you start sabotaging yourself, it comes in through the stomach area because it creates a bad feeling. And so what I teach people when they're doing the healing is to create an invisible shield around their stomach area. And
when you say stomach, Patricia, are you referring to solar plexus area?
A little
that whole
down.
Area, or is it, sorry?
Down.
A little down from the solar plexus?
Yeah.
So more like the gut, because when you say stomach, I'm picturing people thinking their physical stomach, which is
is that a little higher? So this is lower, in other words, a little down in the intestinal area or the guts.
Exactly.
Okay,
that's
gut feeling.
Exactly it. You know,
okay.
My guts hurt.
Gut
I got
feeling.
In the guts. That's
got it.
Exactly
okay.
It.
Okay, good. Just to give them a visual of where, how to locate that.
And so if you're feeling that thoughts are coming in, those negative thoughts, and say, who are you kidding? You know, you're going to gain weight from food. Picture yourself, or you can actually just put your hands over your stomach area, and that will give you a little protection. Picture a shield there. So those thoughts, and then focus up, you know, focus, keep your eyes focused up. That's a little bit of a neurolinguistic thought, and think about food just going right through you. And so bring your energy up to the upper chakras, maybe even up where your eyes are, just in that area, and rather than focusing down, because people say, just like I said, they feel, oh, I feel down today, or people will say, well, cheer up, and up. So the idea is when you're doing healing and when you're feeling bombarded, keep your energy up. And so just one little way, like I said, there's many, many practices in the book, is to cover your stomach chakra and just picture it like that, or you can picture a shield of any kind, or put your hand there.
When you put your hand there, there's definitely a comfort and protective feeling.
You can feel it, can't you?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then focusing up brings a lightness, or you can go up to your heart or your eyes, and it just brings some lightness where, again, you're getting your attention off of being caught in this vortex of anxiety or darkness or fear.
Yeah, what they say is energy flows where attention goes.
Right, so if you're bringing your attention into the beauty of the world or looking up or into some air, or, you know, when I look up now, I see the ocean and trees and a bird, and that brings lightness, a light feeling.
Exactly. So you want to, when you're trying to change your consciousness, you want to keep it out of those negative thoughts. And if you're being bombarded, these are some things you can do. And don't forget good old assertiveness training, you know, where you can say, you know, I just don't feel like talking about diets anymore. Or you can walk out of the room. We forget we have the power to say, excuse me, I need to, you know, go to the restroom. Or, you know, I'm just tired of talking about that. Or let's talk about something interesting. Or, you know, you can change the subject. People forget the power they have. They have a right to say no without feeling guilty. There was a book written about that.
Yeah, and the other point you made that I'd love to, that bears repetition, is about repetition. Because when we have something that's a deeply ingrained pattern that we believe about, you know, food makes us whatever, fat or whatever the pattern is, it's because it's cultural. That means there might be, you know, millions of people in the world with that same thought. So that's a lot of energy. So it takes repetition to keep shifting your attention away from that thought onto a higher truth or onto beauty or onto something more real for you. But then at a certain point, the more you do it, the more the new thing becomes the reality, kind of like building a new muscle, where finally, you know, the muscles balance instead of an overused one always dominating the space. Then you build a new muscle, and then you come into balance, or you find a whole new muscle that is even more effective than the old ones. So you find a new truth or a new perspective, but it does, as you said, it does bear repetition.
Yes. Yeah, well, I'm just going to say yes, and I write about these mental laws in the book, too, because I think there are laws that of intensity or law of proportional amounts, you know, repetition is very important in changing your consciousness, not just doing it once, but holding it until it changes the pattern.
So that's why it's very, very, very helpful for people who want to do this to go through your program, to go through a book, because it really helps to be guided through by somebody who's mastered that very thing that you would, that one wants to learn. So I really recommend for people to work with somebody like you so that they can be guided through and really get the principles down and really get the practices down, because it's a very powerful shift of attention and shift of energy, shift of consciousness.
Yes, thank you. It's essential, and it is a mastery program for those ready.
Absolutely. So we'll be back from break in a minute.
Hi, this is Mariel Hemingway. Anna Mika is an amazing spiritual guide that has helped me tremendously on my own personal spiritual journey. I invite you to join us at Hey Kukla on Tuesday nights at 7 p.m. at 1329 Montana Avenue in Santa Monica for a transmission of divine love that could change your life. It did mine. That's Hey Kukla, 1329 Montana Avenue, Santa Monica at 7 p.m. A suggested donation of $25 is much appreciated and tax deductible. For more information, email info@annamika.com.
It's a fact. With Clarins, life is more beautiful, and so are you. If you love beauty, and let's face it, love is behind everything we do, then you'll love Clarins Beauty Products. I use Clarins, and people ask me all the time how I stay looking so young. I tell them it's love. But now you know my real secret. It's Clarins. They have a full line of highly effective beauty products containing the highest quality ingredients while respecting the environment. Who wouldn't love that? Visit the HealthyLife.net advertiser page and click on Clarins and make your life more beautiful, starting with you.
Naturally, you make a strong statement about who you are with fabulous new clothing, shoes, bedding, and more from Eddie Bauer, the essential brand of quality apparel and gear with the up-and-coming and those who have already arrived. Today's generation knows that Eddie Bauer is the source for everything casual, comfortable, and with a flair for the entire family. Shop anytime, day or night, at eddiebauer.com, an affiliate of HealthyLife.net. And don't forget, Eddie Bauer gift certificates make the perfect statement, too. Now available at eddiebauer.com.
Okay, we're back. So if you've been inspired to find out more about Patricia's course, it's very, very powerful mastery, as she said. Her website is freedomfromfood.com, and you can find out how to get a hold of her from that website. And she's got her free conference call coming up online, and she's got her book and her CD and all kinds of programs, and you can work with her personally. And if you need to get a hold of me, it's anamika.com, A-N-A-M-I-K-A, anamika.com, or you can call 310-589-8855. That's 310-589-8855. Patricia, thank you so much for being on the show. Do you have any last little words of inspiration for our listeners?
Yes, just one correction. It's freedomfromfood.net.
I'm sorry. You're right. It's .net.
And my last quote, and thank you so much, is that in every instant, you're literally creating a new body. Deepak Chopra says you can change your body more effortlessly than you can change your clothes. And the truth is we're rivers of intelligence and information constantly renewing ourselves in every second of existence. So I encourage you to create the reality you want.
Beautiful, Patricia. Freedomfromfood.net. All right, and thank you so much, listeners, for being here. Thank you, Patricia, for your beautiful inspiration and deep insight into all of this world of energy. And listeners, thank you for participating. This is Awakening, and we'll sign off for now and see you next week. Bye for now.